While pollock is common at sushi joints and grocery stores, it might also be making its way into hospitals in the form of gelatins. A team of scientists is trying to find a way to convert the fish byproduct into a gelatin that could be used to dress wounds or even help repair damaged organs. For years, the United States Department of Agriculture has worked with the University of Alaska Fairbanks to maximize the value of pollock, says Peter Bechtel, a food technologist at the Subarctic Agriculture Research Unit in Kodiak.
You have all this fish that is harvested. We certainly take the fillets, make surimi out of it, or make little fillets and so forth for other uses. We certainly take the roe out. But then what do you do with the rest of it?
The USDA team has a few ideas. In addition to turning pollock byproduct into things like fish oil, it might also be possible to combine the gelatin from pollock skin with fermented corn sugar containing polylactic acid to create nanofibers. These nanofibers have a similar structure to human skin and could potentially have biomedical uses, says lead researcher Borson Cho.
Let's say you have a faulty liver or some other type of organ. So you can implant specific organ cells onto the nanofibers and then regenerate and then grow a new organ. That's the hope.
The gelatin could also be combined with antimicrobials like tetracycline to be used in wound dressings. While many biomedical studies currently rely on cow and pig gelatin, fish gelatin could be used more frequently in the future.
There's been a recent study that shows that cells actually grow better on fish gelatin compared to mammalian gelatin.
Chu also adds that some people might prefer fish gelatin to mammalian gelatin because of religious restrictions and health concerns. Currently, pollock skin is most often ground up into fish meal or discarded as waste. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.